You know, there are some people, I swear, you go, what did you have for breakfast? I mean, did you drink it out of a mason jar? Did you smoke it? Not that we'd have a problem with that. Literally, 3 seconds before I opened the microphone, phone rings on my cell phone. It's like, really? Whatever you're on, I don't want it. All right, I feel better now. I got that out of my system. 6.5 minutes past the hour, Sirius and XM Channel 92. It is Sports Overnight America. How you doing? My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. A little Pink Floyd from their Metal album back in 1970 in the background. So what do we have going on this evening? Well, I don't know. They don't pay me to think. They just pay me to talk. That's me. Supposedly, Kolsky, who normally hosts this show on Sunday nights, supposedly he's going to be calling in. He's at some kind of a wedding or something like that, or bar mitzvah or something. I don't know what it is. But he's not here. I know that. We're hearing from Roy Berger. Man wrote an interesting book about going to his Pittsburgh Pirate fantasy camp when he was 57 years old. Fred Wallen did that interview. And you can listen to it anyway. But I've had a great weekend so far. Went to Trader Sam's last night, Saturday evening here in San Francisco. And by the way, it drizzled here. It was great. And for those of you on the East Coast, you don't get 2 feet of snow. Shut up. That's why you live there. Had a scorpion bowl last night. Oh, it was so good. Oh, 3 different kinds of rum, champagne, gin, fruit juice. Pretty girl to drink it with, fruit to play with, umbrellas to put in my hair. It was a good night. It was good to be Jerry. Then again, it's always good to be Jerry. You get a hold of me on Facebook, go to Sports Overnight America there, or if you may, you just go to my Facebook page. It's Jerry, GerrieBurke. I'm the only one spelled that way. My parents had a sense of HUMOUR. So, okay, Jackson in Kansas City. I got Showtime in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Of course, Jackson used to be in Wichita. What he's doing in Kansas City, I don't know. Cop will probably after him. But if Kolsky doesn't call in, we're going to get to them. If Kolsky does call in, we'll get to those after we talk with Kolsky. That's just how we roll here. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here. 202-456-1616 is the number of the White House. Remember, they do use caller ID, so try to keep it clean. Unless the Republicans are in office, then it's game on, as they say. Either Kolsky or your call's next. We haven't decided yet. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. That's Pink Floyd, Sirius, and XM Channel 92 on the Sports Zone. This is Sports Overnight America.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You're lucky. He's lucky. I'm lucky. We're all lucky.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
I'll be with you in a couple minutes. I love this song.
Listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing the time warp, drinking those moments when the black pit would hit me.
Everybody now.
It's just a jump to the left.
And it is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92 on the Sports Zone. Kolsky has the evening off. He was supposed to call in. The bastard seems to have forgotten the phone number. And, of course, right on cue, while I'm on the air, somebody else is calling my cell phone. Excuse me a second. I'm on the air, damn it! Man, this is starting out just swimmingly, isn't it? Let's see, what's the phone number? 1-800-878-7529. That's one of the few things I've seen more than Grateful Dead concerts. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Big shock, huh? Double feature specials at the Viewmont Cinema at the Viewmont Mall in Scranton, Pennsylvania. They play this, and either The Song Remains the Same, The Last Waltz, or The Kids Are All Right. Just the thing you want with 15-year-olds with beer in them.
Can never be the same.
As opposed to 48-year-olds with beer in them. All right, listen. People are done calling me on my cell phone on the air. I have beer. I have smokes. I got the Rocky Harp. Great, great. All I need is you. 1-800-878-7529. That would be the phone number. Showtime, you're in Kansas City. You just sit tight and do whatever it is you do. Anyway, and we're also staying in Kansas City, formerly of Wichita. Jackson, welcome to Sports Overnight America. Que paso, mi amigo. What's up?
Yeah, as far as the All-Star game tonight, you know, I was pretty entertained by the All-Star game.
I would rather chew aluminum foil and shave my head with a cheese grater.
I was not entertained by the dunk contest, I will say.
Uh-huh.
Because here's what I was entertained by, okay?
I could say something really funny there, but I won't. Anyway, go ahead.
Kevin Durant and Blake Griffin. Those two put on a show. Even though they had a losing effort, they almost beat out Wilt Chamberlain's record. And that was one main reason why. Blake Griffin stayed to fundamentals, and Kevin Durant, you know, went the difficult way around, you know, with his with the difficult way of using shooting on the perimeter.
Let me ask you something, Jackson. Blake? Jackson, can I ask you something? If you don't mind my asking, how old are you?
Yeah, I am 33.
Okay, 33. Okay, that's cool. So you stayed in? Did you stay in? I know you had some nasty weather out your neck of the woods. Did you stay in specifically just to watch the dunk contest and the NBA All-Star game?
Yeah, I watched both. Yeah.
No, I'm saying, did you stay home specifically for that purpose, or did you have nothing else to do and just watch it? I mean, which was it?
No, I stayed home watch the All-Star game because, you know, I had nothing else to do.
That's what I thought. Anyway, please continue what you were saying. By the way, in case you're wondering what he's talking about, the All-Star game, once again, a defensive struggle that it was. The East came back, put up something like 200 points in the fourth quarter. They end up beating the West 163-155. Kyrie Irving puts in 31, 5 rebounds, 14 assists. For the West, Kevin Durant, 13, 10, and 6. Anyway, you were saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, hey, Kolsky finally called in, Jackson. Thanks for calling, all right? 1-800-87. Thank God that's over with. Kolsky, where the hell you been? You're late.
Yeah, I'm at a wedding, Jerry. I'm live from a wedding.
Where is this wedding? And are there any cute bridesmaids there? Have you made me proud? Is what I'm asking.
There is one very attractive single bridesmaid, and I'll let you know.
And you'll let me know. I'm sure you'll be texting me right in the middle of it. That's just the way you roll.
Hey, let's not get out of control, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, that never happens on this show. Matt Kolsky, the actual host of this program, is at a wedding this evening, so he basically left the inmates run the asylum. Kolsky Jackson from Kansas City, formerly of Wichita, just called in and openly admitted that he had nothing else going on in his life, so he stayed in to watch the NBA All-Star game today.
Oh, how'd that go?
Well, it's Jackson. He's in Kansas City, and he actually is clamoring to move back to Wichita, so...
Yikes.
He's 33 years old. You know, take that with for what you will. but truth be told, I mean, okay, look, if you're just in there to see these guys really just light it up, okay, that's pretty cool. And that's all well and good. But let me ask you something. In these All-Star games, you're a bigger basketball guy than I am, being the 5'11" Jewish guy that you are. Yeah, of course you're big on hoops.
That's right. Well, I'm built for basketball, Jerry. That's what it comes down to.
That's why the Israeli basketball team's got you in the Olympics coming up. But my point, yeah, you're the round mound of rebound Jewish style. That's you. In any event, let me ask you something. There are certain people who – I remember when I was a kid, Dennis Johnson got to the All-Star game a lot. And Dennis Johnson was a decent guard, you know, but Dennis Johnson made his bones playing defense primarily. What would ever happen, truthfully, if you ever got into an All-Star game and somebody actually started playing defense in one of these things, what do you think? Do you think people would be pissed off at him?
You're asking would the opposing team be pissed off?
Or even the fans, for that matter.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's sort of a friendly atmosphere for the first three quarters, certainly, of goofing around. And, you know, the idea is to put on a show. And much as defensive basketball might thrill you and I, Jerry, mm-hmm. or at least I.
I like defense, too.
You know, that's not the show people are asking for.
It just seems like now it just seems, okay, we lost, big deal, at least up until the fourth quarter. But I remember, and much like the Major League Baseball game, we've had the All-Star game, we had Freddie Lynn on here. And he used to say, you know, back in the day, you used to get a handwritten letter from the American League president saying, play to win, damn it.
You know what? It's different in baseball, though, because you can really play a real baseball game without threatening, I don't know.
Right, they're not limiting the amount of curveballs. They're not limiting the amount of curveballs a pitcher can throw. I understand that.
Exactly. And also, there's, you know, the game of baseball is broken down. Jerry, let me explain baseball to you.
Please do. I never saw the sport. I never played it in my life.
It's a series of individual events, just as I sort of walk through the ballroom here. It's a series of individual events that can essentially have their integrity in an all-star format. You know, the collective experience that is a game of basketball or football,
right.
You know, it's hard without practicing with the team, without having normal rules in the case of football.
Right.
It's difficult to approximate a realistic football or basketball game. But baseball, you really approximate the actual equivalent of a game when you have an all-star game. It's just the best players doing those same individual interactions with each other.
Right.
But it's hard to just with no real practice or preparation and not really playing together. It's difficult to do that.
That's fair. That's
in
fair.
Basketball.
Well, I know what you want.
Defense would win. If one team really hunkered down on defense, that's pretty universal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think defense would win the All-Star game, but nobody wants to see that, and it's an exhibition. So
one other thing that I think makes a difference, and I remember Freddie Lynn telling me about this. His rookie season, he made $20,000. He made the All-Star team. He made a $6,000
bonus.
They won the All-Star game. He got an extra $1,000. So you could have doubled your salary. Now you make the All-Star game or you make the playoffs. All it does now is screw up your taxes.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, guys get playoff bonuses now. And, you know, certain guys have that in their contract. They pay me extra if I make the All-Star game. But it's not the same. And, you know, I think because the salaries have exploded so huge, there's not the same commitment to competition.
Exactly. And I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
The spirit of competition is less of a driving force.
Matt Kolsky, I was announcing you again. Matt Kolsky here, the actual host of this program on Sunday nights at a wedding. And where are you exactly?
I'm at the Los Angeles Athletic Club.
Really? They let you? I didn't know they allowed Jewish people in there. You're in there. Good for you.
The groom is half, at least half Jewish. So well, I think they've made some advances in the last over a year.
Groucho Marx had a great line about his daughter. He said she's half Jewish, so can she go into the swimming pool up to her waist? I always thought that was Mac, a couple of things that caught my eye today, just kind of like scanning over the... Well, first off, did you see Temple beat SMU? Yeah! Sorry, just had to throw that out there.
Easy, Jerry.
What do you mean, easy, Jerry?
Take it easy is all I'm saying.
So the schedules for 2014 NFL season came out.
Yeah, last week, yeah.
Yeah, and did you see who has the toughest schedule based on the 2013 schedules? Did you see who has...
I did, and it strikes me as a tragedy.
The Oakland Raiders, who have not been above 500 since... Did what 2000?
Well, but right,
they're three teams in their conference who were 500 or better, and the AFC West is playing basically NFC West this year in their interdivisional interconference games. They're playing, they're playing 1-10-6 team who didn't even make the playoffs. They're screwed.
It's a brutal break for a team that's had its share of brutal breaks over the past 10 years. Here's what I guess I would say, Jerry, is that I think it might actually, in the long term, benefit the Raiders.
Yeah, because they'll be 1-15.
Well, yeah, you're gonna have some young players, and they're gonna have a very legitimate trial by fire, and you know, you'll see what you have in some of your youngsters, and you'll probably have a real crappy record again, and so you'll probably have another chance to draft high, you know. And I think, I think it's a real good test of a football player's character to see how he handles a 1-15, 2-14 season. I really do.
Well, and, you know,
and to see if a guy continues to play hard and play smart when the rest of his team is incapable of doing so. You know, things like that. I think you can find out who you're really exciting, your real foundation young players are through that sort of experience. So it's not going to be a pleasant year for Raider fans. You know, you win one or two games, but. I think in the long run it could benefit.
We had a guy calling from Houston right after the football season, and of course the Houston Texans got lucky to win their first two games, then lost 14 in a row. But I'll never get. He said, "But we were a competitive 2-14." Be honest, is there such a thing as if you're 7-9, 6-10, you can say you were a competitive 6-10. Is there such a thing as a competitive 2-14?
I mean, the Texans had no quarterback, so if you can say we hung in there and competed in, you know, 12 of those 16 games, I think that's an accomplishment.
And look what one quarter, and look what a quarterback can do. Arizona,
exactly.
Perfect example.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's examples all around of what just a quarterback can do to a team that has all the right pieces in place in other places. And I think that's the Texans. And they found out Matt Schaub is definitely not the answer. I think they found out Case Keenum is probably not going to be the long-term answer. So they're looking for a quarterback.
Yep.
But if they can get one that can really get the job done, I think that's a playoff team, potentially.
Matt Kolsky, the host of this program, joins us on Sports Overnight America, Sirius, the next time, Channel 92. Hey, Kolsk, the 2014 baseball season's coming up. Of course, you bit the big one in our worst team contest last year, picking the Boston Red Sox. But I'm saying you get to pick first this year. I'm not putting you on the spot right now, but I believe at the end of the month we're going to start, and you're going to have the first pick. Now, I'm telling you right now, the Florida Marlins, Houston Astros are off the table. You cannot pick either of those.
Okay.
So you have a good solid 2 weeks now for you to decide who is going to be the worst team in 2014. Hopefully you won't pick the team that ends up winning the World Series like you did last year and having to buy us all lunch.
I can tell you the Cubs are a front runner.
I agree with you on the Cubs being a front runner. I also would I'm thinking the Phillies are going to be really bad.
Twins also a front runner.
Okay, so that's...
Twins stink.
You know what? That's what you said about the Red Sox, too.
All right, Jerry.
When are you coming back to town?
I actually am driving up the coast tomorrow, so I will be in town tomorrow night.
That sounds... You should stop by.
What's that?
You should stop by.
Well, I can't understand what you're
you
saying.
Should stop by.
That's
not going to happen. I understand. Unless you have to use the bathroom, you're not coming. I know.
We'll see what happens, Jerry.
Matt Kolsky. Check him out, Ian Andrew Hopkins with F King Sports. That's F blank blank K.
Yeah, do that. We're going to have a new one. We're going to record one during my drive tomorrow.
Oh, great. That's just what we need on the 405. You're not paying attention.
No, I'll be driving up Highway 5 and recording the podcast.
It's okay then. Check them out at fkingsports.com with Andrew Hopkins. It's a really good podcast. We've played it here periodically. Kolsky, we'll talk to you sometime this week, and if not, we'll definitely see you or talk to you on Sunday, okay?
No, we'll talk to you this week. I'll talk to you this week. Jerry, I'm committed to the cause, man. You just call me. What about, did I not just walk out of off the dance floor dripping with the sweat of so many dances just to talk to you on someone else's phone because mine had run out of batteries? Jerry, I love you, man.
In other words, she wouldn't slip you her room key.
I'm just saying.
I agree. Kolsky, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, thank you, Jerry.
Matt Kolsky, ladies and gentlemen, the host of This Disaster Sunday Night Series on XM Channel 92, Sports of Night America. Check him out at F blank blank K-I-N-G Sports with Andrew Hopkins. Great little podcast. I'm Jerry Burke. That's the time warp in the background. You're the listener. This is Sports of Night America.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
And if it gives me pleasure once in a while to be the pursuer, the least you can do is deliver.
Price. It's a Maxine Nightingale sighting. I know, you all think Slapshot when you hear that. With one of the most beautiful in-studio guests who's never been on the air with me, sitting right next to me, getting ready to go pick up some more beer. Thank you, by the way. Appreciate that. It is Sports Overnight America Bar and Grill, 1-800-878-7529 on Sirius and XM Channel 92. Without further ado, because we've got about 5 minutes to take care of them here, Showtime, Kansas City, what's on your mind, amigo?
Hey, what's going on, Jerry? I discovered a great thing today, and that's Stella Artois cider. Oh, it's the best drink you could ever taste, my friend, if you got it ice cold.
You know, and speaking of which, that is, I'm sitting here, North Beach District of San Francisco. It was like 70 degrees today, went to the park. Sitting here having a nice cold Stella Artois while on there. You're talking about some quality radio here, Showtime.
Yeah, as we sashay, as we tend to do on Sports Overnight America, how about Austin Dillon bringing back the number 3 car from Richard Childress?
And taking
Dale Earnhardt Sr., number 3 out of retirement, setting the pole at Daytona.
Well, you know what? Last year was the Danica Patrick thing. My beer runs just like, it was Danica Patrick last year, and now this year with that, you know, was a Speed Freaks, and I wish I can remember his name. I feel bad now. He was a writer for USA Today, and covers NASCAR for Fox Sports and FoxSports.com. And he's talking. Everyone's going to make this conspiracy theory about number 3 getting the pole. He got the pole by 3/1,000th of a second. You can't fix 3/1,000th of a second. This just can't be done.
And you know what? There's something prestigious about the number 3. I mean, how ironic. The best track that not only Earnhardt Sr., but Junior also has dominated Daytona, that number 3 would come back and in the first race takes the pole. I think someone above in the heavens are looking down Austin Dillon, and I expect good things to come from that driver. But, Jerry, how about the Olympics now? How about the USA with a stunning upset over Russia and hockey in overtime? Oh, my gosh, it was amazing.
You know, it wasn't that stunning. I'm all about Finland and the Winter Olympics, but here's the one thing. I don't know what it is. I've been reading stuff online. People are saying, well, the Americans aren't dominating like they should. You know, here's a newsflash for you. We're not the only country in the world that has world-class I was watching the skeleton yesterday. That's that face-first sled on ice. And they were making such a big deal about this guy named John Daly. He's going to go all out. And I forgot the other guy's name, Andre something. And, you know, you see these guys, and they're kind of playing to the camera a little bit, talking about, you know, we're going to do it for the big gold, you know, the white, red, white, and blue. And there was this guy from Russia who wanted it again, and some of them from Poland. And they didn't say boo to anyone. And they just went out there, and they did their thing, and they won the gold and the bronze and the silver medals. I forgot who won the gold, but a bronze. But people are talking about how this is such a disappointing Winter Olympics for the Americans so far. You know, okay. And talk back to the hockey thing. It's not that big of an upset to beat Russia. I mean, we have NHL players on our team. It's not like these aren't college kids anymore.
Well, yeah, you're right. You know, the United States hasn't showed up as much as Showtime expected. You know, players like Sean White in snowboarding, or you know, the speed track, I forgot his name, like Johnny Jones or something like that. But you know, they're right up there, you know, with Russia and the Netherlands as far as medals goes. But you know, the real athletes show up at the Winter Olympics, you know, with sports like curling and, you know, things like that.
I love curling. I know this sounds silly. I love shuffleboard, and so I must love curling and bocce ball. I swear, I've done it. I did it one time in Lake Placid, New York, and I would do any. I'm terrible at it. I suck. But it's like chess. Golf and sex are the two things you don't have to be good at to enjoy. I put chess and curling in there because it is so much fun, Showtime. It really is.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Last night, my brother-in-law and I were watching curling, drinking that ice-cold Stella Artois cider, and we were getting into the curling, and we were excited. I think it was like Russia versus Canada. It's a very exciting sport, but come on now, really? I mean, you got people in the the Summer Olympics. They got to lift weights and run track, and they got to be the biggest, the fastest, the strongest. And the Winter Olympics is more of a finesse sport, and I'm not just talking about curling.
Oh, whoa, like whoa. Curling. I got news for you. If you don't think there's athleticism involved in luge or skeleton or bobsled, there is, that is I got news for you. That is control of the body and mind like you wouldn't believe. Hey, Showtime, I got Roy Berger coming up next. By the way, you still coming in April?
Yes, I was planning on coming in April, and I can't wait to put those headphones on, put the microphone in front of me, and Showtime's ready to explode. But, Jerry, I always appreciate the time, my friend, and I love Winter Olympics way more than the Summer Olympics. I like all the sports. I'm just saying, though.
Go.
Showtime Kansas City, baby. Salute the troops. I'm out.
Man's a true believer, ladies and gentlemen. Fred Wallen talking to Roy Berger next. You're listening to Sports Overnight America, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You're concerned about American labor and manufacturing.
Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive?
Toyota.
Then shut up.
Hey, everybody. Sports Byline USA Network and Sports Overnight America. Happy to have you aboard. Our phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can email me yours truly at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Happy to have you on board with us. And, you know, a lot of us, many of us who played Little League Baseball and Pony League Baseball and Colt League Baseball, we all dreamt of playing Major League Baseball, but everybody plateaus at a certain level. However, nowadays, at the age of 30, 40, 50, 60, and even 70, you can go to these baseball camps, fantasy camps, The Most Wonderful Week of the Year, written by Roy Berger, forward by Bill Mazeroski, one of my second baseman heroes in my lifetime. Roy went back at the age of 57 to Pirates camp. And, Roy, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Fred. How are you?
I'm fine. Very interesting book. Your wife sort of pushed you. You weren't sure. $3,750 is not cheap. Your wife sort of pushed you to go to that camp, did she not?
Yeah, she did. I mean, it's something that was kind of on my radar for a long time. The first time I ever heard about baseball fantasy camps was in 1993 in Wichita, Kansas. We were over at a friend's house. He was about 60 years old, very successful CEO. He said, come on down to the basement. I want to show you something. And he was a big Los Angeles Dodger fan. He just returned from Vero Beach, from Dodger Town, and there was his uniform with the name Cone on the back and the number 21. He showed me all his artifacts for a week of being a Los Angeles Dodger. And I went up to my wife in 1993 and said, I think this is something that I want to do. But, you know, back then you're raising kids, you're trying to run a business, everything gets in the way. And I forgot about it for 16 years. And in 2009, I was actually at a cocktail party. I ran into a colleague. He was a big Yankee fan. He had just returned from Cleveland Indians fantasy camp because a couple of his friends went there. Now, this guy couldn't name you the first Indian, but he said he had the time of his life. And I went home and I said, you remember that conversation 16 years ago? Well, she didn't. And I explained it to her again, and she said, I don't want you to go. I insist that you go. So I'm looking now for a camp in 2010 to go to. I'm a Yankee fan. I actually grew up a Pirate fan, so I looked at the Yankees website, and they had a camp coming up in January. It was $5,000 for the week, and they had a list of all the great past Yankees that were going to be there, and they had a guy by the name of Neil Allen. Well, I never heard of Neil Allen.
Sure.
You know, they had Mickey Rivers, Bucky Dent, Chris Chambliss, David Wells, and Neil Allen. I just wasn't going to pay $5,000 for the week to play baseball with Neil Allen. So I then went and looked at the Pittsburgh Pirates website, their camp website, and my eyes just stuck to the computer. 2010 was the 50th anniversary of the 1960 World Championship team. I was a Pirate fan on Long Island. That's my earliest baseball memory. I couldn't believe it. It was $3,600 or $3,700. There was no decision for me to make. I signed up. I got a hold of the director and said, I just want to make sure that I can compete. He'd never seen me play ball. He said, I guarantee you can compete. And I was 57 years old, and it was the best week of my life. Of course, Fred, I went there one time and one time only. I never was going to do it again. The first night of camp, someone said, this is like a drug, you'll see. And I said, yeah, sure. And I just finished my sixth camp.
The Most Wonderful Week of the Year, written by Roy Berger, the foreword by Bill Mazeroski, Amazon.com. BookLogic published it. Interesting book. And for anybody in my age bracket, which is close to Roy's, it's a dream. Now, again, it's funny. I did Dodger talk for a few years here in Southern California at Vero Beach, so I almost had the same opportunity you had. Tommy Lasorda through batting practice pitching to me, but it wasn't quite the same. You, when you decided to go, took it so seriously, you found a local batting cage to make sure you could hit a 70-mile-hour fastball, right?
Yeah, I did. The one thing I was really, really afraid of is I just did not want to embarrass or humiliate myself.
Yeah.
I really didn't. I was 57, and, you know, the average age of a camper is 55, but I really didn't know what the skill level was until I got there, and then I realized there was no skill level. So I did go to the batting cage regularly. I threw the ball with my kids a little bit. The one thing I didn't do in 2010 that I've since done afterwards is doing a lot of stretching before camp, because, you know, the story I like to tell is the first morning of fantasy camp, the line for the breakfast buffet goes out through the door. The second day, the line for the training room goes out the door, and you can walk up and get whatever you want to eat. And, you know, most of these guys try to go 110 miles an hour the first day. They haven't done it for 30 or 40 years, and you wind up getting hurt. But, you know, I did train for the first camp. It took its toll on my legs a little bit. But, you know, at 57 years old, I play first base. I have all the equipment you need. I'm tall. I'm slow. I'm left-handed. And I was able to compete. And I said to myself, you know what? If you can do it at 57, you can do it at 60. So I kept going back, and I've been to six camps now. I just finished my third Pirate camp. I've been to two Yankees and one Tigers.
Most Wonderful Week of the Year, written by Roy Berger, six fantasy camps. So this is part of the prologue from Clint Hurdle, Pirates manager, of course. If you think, by the way, you play today, I'm going to sign you, please forget about it. So basically what you said is the skill level, not all that great at the average age of 55.
There are 12 guys on a team. Of the 12 guys on a team, you'll probably have maybe four or five that can really play ball. you know, maybe another three or four that can play ball. That would be my category. And then two that maybe never picked up a glove in their life, but they wanted the experience. And you can overcome that. And, you know, the quality of play, sometimes it looks like an adult Little League game, you know, with the way the ball gets kicked around. But when you're between the lines, you're taking it seriously. And you have some guys that can throw the ball in the 60s and maybe even in the low 70s. Other guys, if they can throw the ball in the 40s and stay around the plate, they're going to make you work.
Your brother thought Bobby Richardson was a better second baseman than Bill Mazeroski. So you had Bill Mazeroski, Hall of Famer that he became in 2011, make a phone call to your brother. Is that not the case?
It is. It was the third day of Pirate Fantasy Camp in 2010. I'm a rookie. Mazeroski has absolutely no idea who I am. He actually stepped outside from dinner to have a cigar, and I went out there and I said, "Maz, can you do me a favor?" He said, "Sure, what do you want?" I said, "When we were growing up, my brother's 3 years younger than me, we had that adolescent sibling rivalry where I was a huge Pirate fan, I was a huge Mazeroski fan, you were the best second baseman in baseball, and he thought it was Bobby Richardson. I said, "Would you do me a favor and just call him and get him straightened out?" And he said, "Sure." He said, "Just get him on the phone for me." So I did. I said, "Mike, I got someone that wants to talk to you." Maz gets on the phone. My brother's a great salesman in New York. I have no idea what they spoke about for 4 minutes. But Maz hands me back the phone and said, "I think he now has the big picture." And I pick up the phone and I said to my brother, my brother says, "Well, there's no doubt in his mind Richardson was better." But, you know, that's the part of this, Fred, that's so wonderful, is the ex-major leaguers, they serve as your coaches, they serve as your mentors, they serve as your dinner companions, they serve as your late-night entertainment. They're one of you, you're one of them. You know, the boundary has since been long gone. They've been retired for 20 or 30 years, and you're all social, you're all family for the week. And if you're a baseball fan, just, you know, take a look at themostwonderfulweek.com. It gives you a little bit of an overview about the book. There is just no greater experience. And if you're still in decent physical shape and you can afford to do it, I guarantee you it's an experience you will never, ever forget.
The Most Wonderful Week of the Year, written by Roy Berger, six fantasy camps. Hey, we got about 3 minutes to go here. Tell us about the Kangaroo Court, finding you $1, $2, or $3.
Well, the Kangaroo Courts at the three camps, the Yankees, Mickey Rivers is the judge, so you could just imagine. At the Pirates camp, it's Steve Blass, a very funny guy. And the Tigers camp is a pitcher by the name of John Warden, who actually did some stand-up comedy. And, yeah, you get fined $1, $2, $10 for indiscretions. You know, you don't have your zipper up, that'll cost you $1. You make a bonehead play in the field. You forget to put your helmet on when you get to the plate. It's every day it's a Kangaroo Court. But I guess I got my comeuppance back in November at Yankee camp when I got fined $20 for having that noted Yankee killer Bill Mazeroski write the foreword to my book. And like an idiot, I took a look around the room at all the Yankees that were sitting there and said, "Well, he's a Hall of Famer. None of you guys are Hall of Famers." And they hit me with another 50. So I wound up paying $70 worth of fines that day by Mickey Rivers. And if you want cheap courtroom representation, Oscar Gamble will serve as your lawyer. And no one wants to ever get to that point. But it's fun. And basically, camp starts every day where you get together and you wind up paying fines from the day before. And the nice part about the fines is they either go to Pirates Charities or the Yankees Foundation or whatever the case may be. It's all for charity. And everybody does it in good fun and good spirit.
Hey, in our last minute, I don't think Steve Blass is listening to this right about now, but tell us the truth, Roy. Again, now, he's not listening. Has he refound his control?
No. You know, his control now is all verbal. Bill Verdon was there, and Bill Verdon actually managed Blass at the end of his career, and Blass accuses Verdon right now of ending his career. He said, "All I needed was one more start." Well, Verdon had seen just enough of Steve Blass, and all he wanted to see is Steve Blass. But no, Steve's got some verbal control, but I don't think he can throw the ball. And you know, the funny thing about this, Fred, is the fact that these ex-major leaguers, there's a good many of us that are out in fantasy camp playing ball that actually can play the game better than they can right now. So, I mean, talk about something that evens itself up. It's fantasy camp.
So what do you think your batting average has been in the six seasons?
I know exactly what it is. It's .475. I'm 58 for 122.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, I don't think I'm quite in the Hall of Fame. I think the leader of the Pirate Camp 2 weeks ago hit 800. But I'll tell you what, at 61 years old, if I'm getting 58 hits and 122 at-bats, and my goal when I started this thing was one base hit, I am way ahead of the game.
What's the average fastball, would you say? 70, 65?
No. The average fastball you can see is probably about 55 miles an hour. You know, and the other part about camp is on the last day of camp, you get to face the ex-major leaguers. So actually stood at the plate when El Duque threw the ball about 80 miles an hour. The first pitcher I ever saw was Zane Smith, who has 100 sure. wins in the major leagues, used to be the Braves, Pirates, and Red Sox. He threw the ball probably in the 70s. But, you know, a decent camp fastball is going to be 55. Once you get into the 60s, you're going to start to mow people down.
Hey, Roy, listen, I enjoyed the book. I might have tried doing this again. It's been a long time since I've been at Vero Beach. And, of course, Vero Beach, no longer the Dodgers anyways. The most wonderful week of the year, Roy Berger. Six fantasy camps. Pick it up, folks. Amazon.com. Book Logic. Hey, Roy, thank you for appearing on Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America.
My pleasure, Fred. Have a great night.
Roy Berger, the most wonderful week of the year. Seriously, folks, think about it. Pick up the book. That book will push you. Fantasy camps. Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America will return right after this.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Things may be bad where you live, but I guarantee you it is a paradise next to the burning coal heap that is Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, do you know that show, Walking Dead, The Walking Dead? It would make a good tourism ad for Scranton. I mean, if you went to the lowest circle of hell, you'd still be 45 minutes outside of Scranton. I grew up there. I love it. It's the single worst place on earth.
And after the 28 inches of snow they've gotten in the last couple of days. Oh, did I mention it's going to be in the 50s during midweek? So what's left of that city is just going to get washed away. Couldn't happen to a better bunch of people. Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hell with the zip code. Our city of the evening tonight on Sports Overnight America. Sirius and XM Channel 92. For those of you in Scranton, that comes after 91. A little Dave Brubeck, Take 5. Which, if you're from Scranton, comes after 4. I know where I'm speaking. I graduated from high school in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I could probably say I'm not a native. And I couldn't get out of there quick enough. Oh. I mean, half the population there, they think that, you know, Mount Rushmore is a natural rock formation. I can confuse the entire town by asking why phonetically was spelled the way it's spelled. Trust me on this one. It is Sports Overnight America. What do we got here? 3.5 minutes before the top of the hour, or 56 and a half minutes past if you're one of those half-empty types. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. I have had a fantastic weekend. While these people back east were dying in a couple of feet of snow and Arctic cold, it was like in the 60s and 70s out here in San Francisco. Great time walking around the Mission District. Had a burrito at La Cumbre. Went through Dolores Park. A couple of thousand people sitting in a park getting suntans on days where you people back east are just... I'm sorry. I do. I feel for you. I really, really do. Not buying it, are you? I didn't think so. You know, if we were going to do an update, and there really isn't a whole big lot to talk about, if we were going to do one, it would have been brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Here's what you would have done. You would have gone to livergard.com. You would have typed in the coupon code the word GREAT, G-R-E-A-T. And I spelled that out specifically for the people in Scranton, G-R-E-A-T. You would have gotten a great deal. It would have delivered anywhere. You know, this stuff is so good, it actually helps prevent the alcohol hangover. Thank God. You know, if it weren't for LiverGuard, I'm singing with the choir Invisible years ago. But, you know, as I always said, you want to avoid a hangover? Don't mix your drinks. Keep them in separate glasses. Go to Liver, GARD.com. You drink coffee, you smoke cigarettes. In other words, if you're me, take care of your liver. Go to Liver, GARD.com. Oh, man. My niece's birthday is coming up on Tuesday. Damn. I send her postcards. She's a postcard collector. I send her stuff all the time, so hopefully that'll do. Megan McGarry of North Wales, Pennsylvania, happy birthday. In fact, my nephew's birthday was on St. Patrick's Day, along with Jack Benny. Of course, he's currently not with us. But in other words, he's 10. He's left-handed, he's blonde, blue-eyed, good-looking, born on Valentine's Day. Even my mother said if that doesn't get him laid someday, nothing will. Connor Halpert, happy birthday to you, too. We have the adult thing coming up here in just a little bit, the IRN USA Radio News. If you're a political or a social liberal, you want your ears to burn, listen to these people. They're just not, they're not nice people. They're not. I've called. I've been respectful. I've tried to explain to them the errors of their ways. They don't want to hear it. They have called me less than flattering names. I say to them, look, I've been called worse than better people by better people than you. And I'm going to be in Memphis in April. I get to stop by and say hi to them. 1-800-878-7529. See that? Wasted 3 minutes of precious radio time without anything to talk about. Stunned. I can hear the silence, the deafening silence amongst you. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number. I'm Jerry Burke. Dave Brubeck, the late Dave Brubeck, passed away about 2 years ago. He was 94 years old, a war hero from World War II, and a great clarinetist. Boys and girls, of all ages. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. Sirius and XM Channel 92. This is Sports Overnight America.